A great irony of the civil rights era came in 1973 when the Women's Protective Union, a well-organized, highly successful, and deeply committed organization for the advancement of women workers, was forced to allow men to join. The leadership of the union at the time were vehemently opposed to this requirement for what they considered two practical reasons.